when you start hashing, you get a hash name. Like it's a like a code name for your kind of thing. Apparently my dad has a song named after his name.
Like is it the hash slinging slasher?
No, his hash name was Two Dogs Fucking. So it's
Hey, so here's a whole ass episode that I forgot we recorded. This week on Flag Time.
Oh, I don't have the hat. Hang on, I gotta get that.
Go get the hat. While you're getting the hat, welcome to the Flag Time Podcast, everybody. This is the Automotive Service Podcast, where we talk a lot about not that. We're currently... Yeah, we're currently directly in the middle of our summer break right now, so I'm not going to be editing this for like a month and a half. But
see, if you didn't say anything, nobody would ever know.
You know me on this fucking show. I like to be transparent as possible and make people think about the passage of time.
Oh no, my fucking tattered chair is exposed.
You own cats, it's fine.
I'm not going to say anything because my chair is very much more tattered than that.
Hey, so I've got a story. Also, maybe we'll say it after I get out of the...
It's not the back that's tattered. He wants to see...
I'm wearing my pajamas, and there's no penile protection with pajamas that I'm wearing.
I'll put a sensor bar up. God damn, Pixie.
The very revealing of my very small wiener.
Pixie, that seat is blown the fuck out.
I know, huh? Eventually, I'll get a better seat.
You missed Pixie's seat.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
I'm not getting up out of the chair again.
Yeah, it looks like the seat. It looks like the seat cushion out of a 2005 ML.
Sterling. It looks like the seat of a very worn out Eddie Bauer edition 2003 Expedition. Fucking.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't feel as bad anymore. You know what? I do have I have a prop.
Yes.
That also there's no bed in the background anymore because there is now
Sterling sleeps on the floor. Let's go.
One of the things I finally have been able to put in my house the other day. It's been in my garage. It's my record collection. That's literally just, I mean, those are crate shelves.
Yeah.
Right there. And there's actually more, but there's World Pack boxes right here. And there's also five more over there. And there's like 10 more in the garage. There's a whole bunch there. There's like four times that amount right there. Fuck, so yeah.
Sick.
Do you have an audiophile level record player, or is it just a...
I do, but unfortunately, I stored a whole bunch of my things in somebody's basement when I was living up in Bellingham years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that basement flooded.
Oh, shit.
More than once, and surprisingly didn't ruin a lot of my stuff. It only ruined... it ruined my record player.
Yeah.
But it's repairable, I think. It like had the power cord severed off and it had the cover break, but it's like a Technics direct drive record player from like 1976. I looked it up and some random catalog told me it was worth like $4,000 back in 1976, which I don't believe, because that is so much money for a record player.
That's more than a car back then.
That is more than a car. That's why I'm saying it sounds improbable. So, I mean, I can go in the garage and look up the model number. I still have it. I want to get it repaired. I don't know who repairs record players anymore, because I mean I feel like we've gone away from repairing stuff like that. But
if there's anybody that repairs record players and old media like that, it's probably up where you live.
Probably, because
$4,000 in 1976 has the buying power of $22,551.49 in April 2025.
I read that and I was like, there's no way that's true. So I'm still like not in belief of that at all. but I mean, I can.
It might have been $400.
Maybe let me try looking it up on Google.
Maybe it's worth $4,000 right now.
Well, it's not worth $4,000 in its condition.
It's a little broken right now.
It's worth a 7-Eleven Slurpee right now.
It's a fucking, looks like this.
Are you putting the Jumbotron up?
No, well, I guess I can do that. Also, I quit my job the other day.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one knows yet. None of our listeners know yet. Because
and no one's gonna.
The people at my work didn't know until I didn't know. Well, I mean, there's a really long and reasonable explanation to what. I mean, I think it's reasonable. I mean, they probably are a little frustrated because I put my 2 weeks in and I didn't stay 2 weeks, but. In my opinion, I think it's justifiable because they were starving me of work and literally giving me the worst warranty work, like shit that they're like, normally we don't even do this or do work like this because usually they just send like big jobs to another dealership.
They were starving you of actual paying work, like stuff that was good, like gravy work. They were just giving you warranty straight up.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, yeah. Well, actually, really the final nail in the coffin for me, and we could probably not put this on the pod.
Okay. Per Sterling's wishes, we are skipping ahead. You don't get to hear this.
Meanwhile, my job brought everybody Whataburger catering.
I saw that. It was catered Whataburger, and I'm like, those are two words that sound depressing together.
No, the way Whataburger does catering is great because what they do is you just get a big giant fucking goddamn box of burgers.
Mm.
And they're all just plain cheeseburgers. There's nothing on them but cheese. And then in a separate part of the box, there's little boxes that have like the lettuce, the tomato, and the pickles and shit.
Yeah.
So that you can make the burger however you want instead of just getting a bunch of burgers with everything on them.
Yeah, it's mass produced because you're getting a shitload of the same shit and they're just like, build it yourself. Fuck you.
Yeah, well, no, that's great for me who doesn't like none of that fucking veggie shit on my hamburgers.
Oh, yeah. You just eat them straight like that. It's like buying one of those fucking boxes that are filled with like 30 soft tacos from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Cat.
The cats.
Yeah, stay there.
Iggy.
Maybe you'll stay there.
Don't say that again. We already went over this.
I refuse to accept that as a slur. That's stupid.
What?
You went to the garage to check out the fucking turntable and you come back with a cat.
You come out with a cat and wondering why you're like, I refuse to accept that as a slur. Like, what the fuck?
He said piggy again.
Stop saying that.
I've literally been saying things
that are associated with Nazis.
I've been saying that since I was like fucking 8 years old.
Yeah, that's not a reason to continue saying it.
I don't think anybody else on the internet knows that it's a slur.
It's like when somebody gets into a relationship and they're just like, man, I've been looking at fucking furry erotica since I was 7. I'm not gonna stop now.
I mean, I'm not, but that's not the reason.
SL 1300 Mark II. This is it. It's one of these. So, this one doesn't have a stylus. Wow, this one's $410 and it doesn't have a stylus? It
doesn't have a stylus.
Wow. I don't know which
one you're looking at because it's on the same screen before.
Wait, what? Oh, fuck. Sorry. God, I hate Discord. It's so stupid. Why are you like computery? Why are you so computer programmery? I hate this shit.
You and your fucking Apple brain, everything needs to be a button dedicated.
Everything
to
needs
thing.
To be a button. I mean, I'm a fucking, I fix cars for like, I do all this complicated shit at work. And then I got to do all this fucking complicated shit at home too. That's why I want everything just to be a fucking button. I don't even know what I'm looking for. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I don't even think you're on the same screen anymore. You're not even.
Okay. Stop sharing. No.
I go to work, tear apart cars and put them back together, make them work again. And then fucking, gotta come home this and figure out how to put burger in microwave.
Can't how do I put burger in me?
The how burger do I get machine this needs burger more burgers.
From the being. Burger yeah, this one's got a fucking. This one's not even having on a cartridge and it's $400. Like this thing. This is such a cool record player. Like these buttons feel so like these buttons in this car feel like the buttons on like a 70s TV or whatever.
I don't know what that feels like either.
Oh my God. You children.
I'm older than you.
Yes, I know. You children in your I don't know what the hell.
Walkmans.
Your Walkmans and your goddamn Zune, Microsoft Zune.
That's either more you have of a Zune fossil than an iPod from the same era.
No, yeah. I just had a fucking no name brand MP3 player.
I mean, well, same.
I grew up in a community that this is stupid, but like I grew up in a community that has like a lot of rich people. And I was both criticized and praised for the like technology. I don't know. When you go to school with like people that make money or children of people who make money.
Yeah,
I guess is more of a accurate statement. I don't know. I was like made fun of for having a Game Boy Color and not a Nintendo DS when I was in school because I was like, oh, I got a Game Boy Color, and I remember being made fun of and being like, yeah, my older brother had a Game Boy Color 5 years ago. I was like, yeah, well, the thing is my brother had this Game Boy 5 years ago when it came out, and my mom was like, all right, that's all the money we got for buying gifts. So I got that as a hand-me-down, and I'm so grateful that I got that.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, I got a Game Boy of my own eventually, but it was the flippy one, the SP.
The SP, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I got made fun of. Like, they were like, oh, you're poor because you don't have the newest handheld game console, kind of like bullying when I was in school, which is really weird.
Those same people turned into iPhone fanatics. Like, get all the
yeah, but that's
iPhone.
Also me because I'm also that.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. Stealth Industries has partnered with me, Serrated Mobius, to bring you Speege and Flag Time patches. Now available over at stealthx.us. That's STEALTHX.US under the Serrated Mobius collection. Go get yours now.
This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
Oh, fuck!
It is? I thought it was brought to you by Unbridled Workplace Anger and Rage.
I mean, that too, but...
Bottom text.
Like,
bottom text. I fucking love bottom text memes so much.
I mean, monetarily wise, Flag Time Patreon gives us funds to keep going and not end it all.
End it all?
So basically what you're saying is if you guys don't subscribe to the podcast, we'll kill ourselves.
No,
so
that's not.
I guess it's not?
No.
Oh,
if enough
okay,
of you
well,
subscribe to the podcast, we'll show peen.
I need to tell some people some things then.
For $3 a month, you can see us show peen. No.
No, not at $3.
No, not that.
For $3 a month, you can see video versions of these episodes. For $6 a month, that's the second tier, you get to see bonus content, which also not doesn't include us showing peen yet.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. For $15 a month, you can hear us say your name at the end of every episode, and you could also participate in specific listener interaction segments made just for you.
If you got the balls for it.
Bing bong. Subscribe to... What's the end fucking thing? The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see...
Did you just forget the name of the podcast?
I did.
We're back to this episode of Flag Time.
At the same time, when I was in middle school, I had a really, really hard time writing because I have crippling ADHD and I was medicated, and like going on and off medication meant that I couldn't like basically maintain like a persistent way of learning, I guess, if right. you could, if no, that, that means that, anything. That makes
sense. Yeah.
I was like, okay, I can't learn. I can't sit down and be still and read a book in school. I have to sit and like manage myself, and also I can't write because no teacher can read my fucking handwriting.
Oh, is that what you were going for? Okay.
Still to this day, like I apologize for my handwriting, and they're just like, "Oh, it's fine. Your handwriting's not that bad." And I'm like, "Both fucking shit."
So you just had bad handwriting. You were still able to do the writing test.
Yeah,
but
as a result of that. Also, I still got this record player fucking up in the corner. Yeah, Let me close this.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about this anymore. I had the choice of having a laptop in school, which, you know, when you're among people that make a decent amount of money, it's like, oh, yeah, having a laptop, you know, to take notes with in school. That's fine. But in middle school, that was a little weird for other people to see, I guess. So I got made fun of for having that as a, like, everyone's like, ooh, look at this guy. He's got a fucking laptop in school. I'm like, what the fuck? I literally can't write without anybody being able to read it. And you guys are calling me like I'm a rich person when you also made fun of me for having old Game Boys. Like, what the fuck is this place? Like, why are you, why are you hypocritical and not hypocritical at the same time? Oh, like I'm just trying to figure out how to write shit. Like, yeah. Come on.
So I used to have really bad handwriting because of school, because I always had to take notes fast, so my handwriting suffered.
Chicken scratched.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? And then I was exactly. I was before my work moved to like the tablets that and everything for writing cars up and what they need and everything. We had the paper tickets that we wrote up.
Yeah.
And my boss one day was like, why the fuck is your handwriting so goddamn bad? You're not in school anymore. And I was just sitting there, I was just like,
I didn't learn how to write properly.
I had my fucking brain stopped, and I was just like, oh my god, I don't have to write fast anymore because I'm not in school.
Just force a habit.
And you're like, yeah I have
yeah, no, to write and then I was just like,
because I'll die.
I was just like, oh my god, I can take my time and write now. And then my handwriting went from being completely unlegible to like the crispiest handwriting you've ever fucking seen.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can be slow and write fucking.
What does this say about me though? Because like when I was in middle school, I turned in blank sheets of paper for the writing tests every year. Just straight up nothing. Like they would give me the prompt and I'd be like,
I can't
for a straight hour and a half, like, for 90 minutes I'm just noise. Sitting there going so yeah. like the USB port doesn't have a good connection, so it's just constantly going in and out, like.
Yeah,
but like I went through if my middle school teachers found me now and saw that I have multiple video essays about motorcycles on my YouTube like, channel. They're like, why couldn't you do that when you were a kid? And I'm like, because I was stupid, like big time stupid.
I was stupid.
I don't think it's necessarily a stupidity thing. I mean, I think it's mostly just like, you know, you
thought the subject in school was stupid, so you didn't.
You didn't give a shit about the subject, so your motivation to excel wasn't there.
No, it was genuinely, I had no idea what to write about. They would give me the topic, and it'd be like, like something that had to do with like TV, and I'm like, I like Ed and Eddie, and that's all that would come into my head.
you'd be the guy that wrote that fucking. You'd be the guy that wrote that fucking Mario essay. You know the meme that I'm talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. No, yeah. Dude, like in math in elementary school, when math, instead of just being like 2 + 2 = 4, it was like multiple like fucking division charts. And then at the bottom, it would say, explain your answer. And I'm like,
Oh no.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Like, it was word problems. Word problems that you would have to solve, and then at the bottom of it, it said, explain your answer. That was my kryptonite. I saw explain your answer, and I froze. I couldn't fucking...
You're like, I got it right, didn't I?
That's what happened.
Yeah. I don't know how else to explain 2 + 2 = 4, dude. Like,
I did the math in my brain.
When I got to algebra,
the calculator on my phone.
Yeah, right.
When algebra was first introduced in school, right? We got in there, and this one kid, it's the first sheet of paper we got that was algebra equations on it. Some dude got up and was like, "Oh, this shit got letters now? Hell nah!" And then he fucking just got up and left the classroom.
I think he said that before on this podcast. I remember that distinctly. I don't think I did. It was early, so it had to be in fucking 2023, but you know.
Letters.
This shit got letters now? Hell nah.
Hell no, I don't need this shit. I think I remember some part of algebra, but I don't think I really apply algebra to anything particularly.
I remember being really good at matrices. Every day. Matrices were really easy to understand for me, just because
I remember it's like Pythagorean theorem. That's it.
That didn't make sense to me until I was in a fucking welding class, and then they actually applied the fucking.
And you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, we were belding pipe. No, we were bending pipe. Yeah, we were bending pipe, and they were like, we're gonna actively use the Pythagorean theorem, so we're gonna go over it again because I know you motherfuckers did not understand it in grade school.
Yeah. You're like, sorry.
Fair enough.
But
it's a fair assumption.
NASCAR Tech made me understand it finally. Which was sixth grade math, so I didn't understand it until I was fucking 24.
like a 24 with a full beard and everything. Yep. Like, oh, I get it now.
Oh,
I'm riding an S1000 into class, going, oh, I get it now. Okay,
I get the triangle number theory. The triangles have number on one end, and then the other end is not
a
as big
squared
as
plus
the one
b
end.
Squared equals c squared. Fucking duh. Like,
yeah.
Shit.
1999 Dodge Ram 1500.
Yeah, we gotta make it about cars somehow.
Yeah.
This is a Buick Roadmaster alert.
I'm sleep deprived.
So I messaged my wife,
and my wife calling me woke me up from sleeping.
Yes. I don't know how that woke you up, because we both called you and messaged you at the same time. So it's like, I think you have some
kind of...
Well, I have
like 95% of my notifications turned off on my phone.
Like, that's it.
Completely off. Like, it doesn't even vibrate my phone or nothing. It's heaven. You should try it sometime.
Dude, not my enough. Phone's been going off every single fucking second since 2022. So I don't.
Yeah, I couldn't. When I kind of got married and I started, like, you know, spending more time at home and being with my wife and like actually like doing stuff.
Yeah,
I kind of stopped doing stuff socially, I guess. I don't know. Like, there's. Like, I used to be like the kind of person that had to make sure like no notification bubbles popped up on your phone. Like, I see the button on the phone and I got to press it and I got to look at why it says number. But ever since I found someone who I can spend, you know, all my time with at home,
and then turned notifications off from everybody.
Basically. Yeah. I'm like, I'm talking to everyone I need to be talking to right now. No. That's not to say like I, you know, don't talk to my friends and family. Obviously I do that, but probably not enough as I should. Yeah. But I've also been like overwhelmingly stressed at a job I hate to go to every single day, and also like have been trying to reform my life around that, because I kind of had to, or else I was gonna kill somebody. Literally
in Minecraft.
Like, yeah, obviously that's a figure of speech, and I'm not actually saying I'm gonna kill somebody in particular at work. No, I'm joking. Anyway,
hint. 24 inch chrome vanadium wrench.
No, with my fucking American Patriot machete.
Do I need to buy you a VR headset and hot dogs, horses, and hand grenades so you can vent your frustrations on anthropomorphic fucking hot dogs that bleed mustard?
No, I just quit my job. Oh, okay.
that does the same thing.
Yeah, I'm going back to
independent shop.
I'm going back to an independent shop.
Is it a performance shop or is it like an actual independent shop?
It's just another independent, like all makes models place.
Okay. Hopefully your one coworker isn't a fucking mentally ill psychopath this time. So
No. It's there's a bunch of people that work here. Like I got a really good feeling when I went there. I went and just applied. So like I had to take Sasha to the vet again.
Well, fuck her, I don't know where she is.
And they were basically just like, oh yeah, she just is stressed. And I'm like, so that's why I have to pay $500 is because she's stressed.
Fuck.
And she doesn't know how to poop when she's stressed. Yeah, it's annoying. So I just like yeah, it's fine.
You take your car to the dealer and spend $300 on a fucking diag just for them to tell you that their gas cap wasn't screwed on right.
Right? I've actually had to do that to some Mercedes owners.
We're like, sorry. But the scan tool is expensive and takes a long time to do that, so sorry. But yeah, as of June, what the hell day is it? It's not June 6th. When did I quit? I quit 2 days ago.
Was it fourth? June
4th or 3rd? I don't remember. Life's a blur, man. It's crazy.
2 days ago was the 4th?
Yeah, that day or whatever is the day I had a good, like, you know, I had a day. I'm not going to say I had a good
day. And day.
I had a day. The thing in this is I'll summarize this after I say it. I'll just tell you, but probably don't put it on the pod because it's like specifically how I left, and I don't know if someone like
this is where the cut will happen.
Yeah, I'll summarize that for you know the pod. Like I obviously
and we're back
and we're yeah. So basically, I put my 2 week notice in. They started starving me of work and started giving me work and then back flagging work that I did that was completely unwarranted and unreasonable. And, they were talking shit behind my back. Like I heard my managers, like in my service writer arguing about me, like, and putting me in and portraying me negatively. And he's like, well, fucking, he's just lazy. He doesn't want to do anything. Like talking like shit about me. And I just said, you know what? You guys, you're already underpaying me. The offer to stay was effectively worse than what I was already getting paid. And you're talking shit about me and you're like backflagging my work. And I'm just like, you know what? I said that I would stay because I wanted to be professional, but you guys are fucking, you're literally depraving me of just money. Like you're literally withholding work and money from me. And the work that you were giving me was bullshit work that no one else would do, that everyone said no to. And you said that they were giving it to me because I put up with a lot more than a lot of the other guys do there. And I just said no, and they didn't fucking like that. So yeah. I just said fuck it, I'm out. And I backed up my car, threw my tool cart in my car, and fucking left.
So hell yeah,
yep. If you ever have, and this is I'm not saying anything bad about Honda because Hondas are franchise shops. Honda's shops are. Like much, much better, like shops that actually work with corporate Honda.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think because this is now the second time I've worked at a Honda dealership and I've had a really shitty experience as an employee just trying to make you know, a living as an employee at Honda, and I'm not a shitty employee. I'm pretty fucking good at what I do, and I'm tired of not being recognized for it by literally the people that make more money than everyone I know combined. Like, come on, man. Like,
it's only
these franchise dealerships are just like, they think they can just do anything because it's like we're the only ones around here that talk to the factory, so we're gonna, you know, we're gonna overcharge for everything and underpay our employees and just, you know,
rake in them big bonuses,
raking them fucking the dollary dues.
There's one big downside to your new job, though. Work on a Chrysler product again.
Okay, I mean, that's not that big of a deal.
Is it concerning everything else? That's actually not that bad.
You know, the thing is I would much rather work with people that don't screw me over and also like are nice to me. And
while
like,
working on pieces of shit.
The thing is a piece of shit car doesn't really like. There's pieces of shit car that come into the dealer. There's arguably worse cars that come into the dealer than come into an independent shop because you got to deal with people that have safety recall that need recall work done. And some of these people need their fuel pump replaced in their car. And some of these people have cars that are full of fucking garbage that you can't just go, oh, I'm not going to touch this because I legally have to work on this car. Because I work at a dealership where I'm legally obligated to do recall and warranty work per Honda standards, or they might just like put me in trouble for it if I don't do it right. Like, that's bad. So I don't think I'll be able to deal with that. But
it's like, oh, this car got poo in it. Yeah, I'm not touching it.
The one time I refused one warranty work thing at my job was when I had to do a fuel pump recall on a CRV that was actually full of like garbage and maggots in the back seat.
Oh yeah.
And I was so like, the car was already disgusting. Like, it was full of garbage. And like, my service writer, you know, like, she checks in the cars every time and like puts a seat cover on the seat. Like, she had to have looked in this car to see. And like, they're not dumb. They know what the recall work is. Like, they know that I have to take the back seat out and like get under the back seat and like, you know, work on shit under there. You guys know this. And still, I had to like go in this car, pull this car in my bay, open the door, open the back door. And I was just like, okay, I opened the back door and the garbage that was piled in the seat fell out the door on the floor. Some of it got on me. I thought that was pretty cool. So I just like walked back into the showroom and I was like, I'm not doing this work. I'm sorry. But this is a health risk, and I already don't have health insurance, which you guys said you would provide for me. So I can't fucking do this. I'm sorry. They either need to take this car somewhere to have it cleaned out, or they need to go back in that shop and clean it out right now. I am not working on this car until it's clean. And the few times like that where I've actually like spoken up and said something, they were like, oh yeah, sure, okay. Because they know that if I leave or quit or if I'm unhappy, then I will leave, which is funny because after I said I'm out of this place, I'm putting my 2 weeks in, they stopped giving a fuck about anything I had to say. They were literally like, yep, we don't really give a shit now that you're leaving. They didn't even like, they weren't even going to offer me a counter offer. Like, my service manager wasn't going to talk to me at all, but my shop foreman kind of got with him and like asked him if he gave me like a counter offer or anything, like, because I told my foreman, like, you know, if there were some different things, I mean, I would maybe entertain the idea of staying if I at least had a conversation. But, you know, like, 4 days went by after I put my notice in and they didn't even talk to me, like, literally didn't talk to me at all, like, other than like in passing, like, oh hey, how's it going, like, you know, stupid fucking, did you hear about the news about the guy that's ruining everything? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about that with you right now. But yeah, it's just like, I can't really deal with this. So I don't want to like they I said I was like I was gonna not work here anymore, and they just stopped giving a fuck about me at all, and they were literally like talking shit about me behind my back. And like
what kind of food food you got near the new shop though?
What kind of
food places you got near the new shop?
I don't know.
Yeah, you need to look.
It's in a different town. I mean, it's a town that I'm familiar with. Like 30 minutes one way.
Ugh, fuck.
It's not bad.
I went from having an hour and a half one way commute to a 20 minute one way commute. And now I'm going to like a 30 to 40 minute commute one way. So it's also on a much, it's also a much prettier drive. And I'm the kind of person that if I have a commute and I have to like actually like commute to work, I would like to, you know, enjoy the drive at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the roads is actually a few ways to get to work that are all a couple ways are like a back roady kind of highway that is like a pretty twisty. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm also excited that I will be making a lot more money. Like,
yeah,
this new place, they gave me a very good offer.
You told us what it was off the pod. It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah. And I also looked up the incentives that they're offering me, and it feels so good. I also told them about how I make videos and like little clips, and they're like, as long as you leave out like customer information and like super identifying things on like if you're being like derogatory about it, then yeah like obviously if you're like I was like, I do a thing every once in a while where if like some really clean older car comes in that has like a lot of miles or doesn't have a lot of miles or just, you know, whatever comes in, I go like, wow, look at this, blah, blah, blah. It's only got blah, 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 blah miles. Oh, my God. Like that. Like, I'll see something really clean and I'll like nut all over it, basically, figuratively. And I was like, is that okay? And they're like, yeah, sure. I mean, like, we get a lot of cool old shit in all the time. Like, not a lot of old shit.
They probably like, see the publicity and all that kind of stuff. So, like,
yeah. Well, I don't know if I mean, I told him, I said, like, I've always kept it separate from my work. I mean, I did say that I was a Honda technician, which, by the way, the videos that I've been making, like the Honda clip videos, I still have lots and lots and lots and lots of content from that. From even when I was at my old job and I didn't even fucking have all that content there too. So I'm still planning on re-uploading everything.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, I still have lots of Honda content that I will be using. I mean, I'm not going to, like, just not use it because I don't work there anymore. I mean, I'm still going to use all of it.
Dude, I still have clips from the three dealerships that I worked at before the one that I'm at now, and I still use them, so it's fine.
Yeah, so, like, I will be making more stuff soon.
Not content. Well,
By
the time this episode comes out, you'll probably have started posting daily again.
Yeah, this episode's not coming out until probably August. So yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Cool. Alrighty. Well,
like I said, we're in the middle of our fucking spring break. I ain't editing this for weeks, dude.
Spring break.
Eric, when are you gonna buy the plane tickets?
When I have money.
Okay, let me know when you do that so we can buy them at the same time so we can try to get
Sterling actually has cat ears. He's
yeah, remember when I said, remember that conversation?
Yeah, I have cat ears. I'm not putting them on yet.
It's hilarious that the person who's so adamantly against Uwu is wearing cat ears right now.
I'm not really against Uwu. Whatever. I mean, like, compared to all the bad shit that's happening in this world right now, I've kind of backed down on a lot of my things I'm kind of not okay with.
Yeah.
Because now there's a lot more things that are not okay that are happening right now. So I'm cool with Uwu for now.
sometimes, like when I comment on videos or something that's kind of like Ulu related, one of the fans of one of us would be like, like, I thought Sterling said no Ulu, whatever. I was like, I bench more than the two of them. I can say it if I want to.
You know, it's not all about strength, buddy boy.
No, I know, but it's funny because of where it's being. It's in the comment section of somebody's random fucking video.
No Ulu. So, Ulu is permitted for a limited time.
In other
limited
news,
time only.
In other news, if we don't record another episode here in the next couple weeks, this is probably the last episode with this background right here. So, so the reason why.
That's right.
Yes, the reason why we're in the middle of a summer break right now is because I am in the process of moving right now. So we've already landed a new rental. We've already signed the lease. It's a 2-year lease, and we're getting ready to move in. We're moving in on July 1st.
Fuck yeah.
So like I said, this episode has been recorded before that. It's now past that, probably, depending on when I decide to upload this. But yeah,
you're moving in, and then 3 days later, it's 4th of July, and you fucking barbecue and shit.
Oh, no, we're going to be moving in during the 4th of July. We're getting a king size bed for our bedroom, and that's going to be delivered on the 3rd. Like, starting on the 3rd, I'm staying the night at the new place, no matter how, like,
nice.
Even if, like, there's still shit here,
I'm gonna sleep on this damn bed.
I'm sleeping at the bed at the place that's closer to my goddamn job. So I am tired of the morning commute and all that kind of stuff. So, yes. So a source of stress that's been bothering me since 2022 is about to go away. So,
hell yeah.
I am very excited. And it's really nice, too, because like where I'm at right now, we are 25 minutes away from a Target one way. We are
Target.
OK, sure. But like we are so far away from anything here in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia that it is you have to plan a day trip just to go to one place. We're moving to Frederick, Maryland, which everything is within 10 minutes of where we're going to be.
Nice.
So, like, downtown is 10 minutes away. The H Mart is 10 minutes away. The movie theater is 10 minutes away. There's a shooting range 10 minutes away. It's just all.
What's there, in between 10 minutes away and you, though? Nothing?
Houses and a wall.
Houses.
Wah-wah. One of these days, if you guys ever come to like where I live, there's so much fucking stuff within like 5 minutes of me. It's ridiculous.
It's all walking like distance or
walking distance. No, I'm talking about like 5 minute drive.
Okay. Oh,
what? There's, like what?
There's like 87 different places to get food. There's a fucking big ass movie theater. There's within like fucking 10 minutes away, there's a Sam's Club and a Costco either direction.
Oh, they're fighting. It's cute.
Well, technically, the Costco, there's...
They're fighting.
10 minutes one way, there's a Sam's. 15 minutes the other way, there's a Sam's. And then there's a Costco in the middle of that.
Oh. The Costco's surrounded.
Well, no, the Costco was built after the other two.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything other than stores and food places?
I gotta think because I don't go to anything other than the stores.
Is there any tourist attraction or natural art area?
Yeah, there's old school Richmond with this like which I like going there because there's an old, yeah, like a real old stuff. Restaurant there that makes really good food, but it's
restaurant.
Like old. No, I go in there for that, but there's like it's an old train town. So there's not a museum, but like you can do like a tour of like the train area and shit. That's kind of neat.
The train area. Yeah.
It's like fucking
the train zone.
It's like fucking Fayetteville, like North Carolina. Like Fayetteville, North Carolina has like three places. You've got the, fucking Airborne and Special Operations Museum downtown. You've got Stop Button, which is a barcade, and then you've got the Cape Fear Botanical Gardens. Three places that
everybody goes to except for the fucking mall, which is all shopping.
If you extend the range to like a 20-minute drive, there's like Topgolf, there's like 13 different fucking movie theaters, there's fucking 12 different golf courses that are all private for some fucking reason. There's so much stuff. There's 12 different, not 12, but like this, like
the money, five. The money people live there, and the money people do their illegal, corruptive deal like, bargains there.
There's legitimately like 12 to 20 different fucking golf courses in the town that I live in, and all but like one of them is fucking private, like membership for some reason. It's like, why?
Liz, there's no terrain in that place. <It's> like, where the fuck? Oh, wow. A straight shot to the next hole again.
No, but it's like, because the golf course, like it's a country club and shit. Like, yeah, I can understand a couple of them being like members only or whatever, but every single one of them is a members only golf course. Is ridiculous. And I'm sad because I want to play golf. I got golf clubs and shit.
There's some pretty cool golf courses here.
But like I live in a golf course neighborhood, basically.
Same. Oh, there you go.
And
me too.
And I can't play golf there because it's a fucking membership thing. However, it's changing ownership and it's going to be public soon. And I'm excited. I want to play golf there.
Golf.
Good. I was like, golf's just, it's really technical and difficult to do well, but it's just like that fucking monkey brain's like, hit the small ball with the stick and it go far.
I figured out that my slice is so consistent that if the like hole is over
that you just gotta turn your whole body in a weird direction.
I shift to the left about 20 degrees and it goes exactly where I want it to go.
And then the one time you don't shank it and it goes straight where you were looking, it's like, uh-oh.
It's like, oh, that's somebody's house.
Golf hurts my back.
You need to do more fucking rotation.
You're doing
stretches.
It wrong.
Yeah, I know.
I think my slice is because I'm rotating my body before my arms come all the way down.
You might want to repeat that because it sounded like Sterling died right there, and it's not. People are going to be very confused about what they just
said. I think my slice because I'll hit a fucking thing because and it'll just curve all the way the other way. It's like, fuck, I can't figure. I think I figured out that it's because the natural movement from baseball, which is turn everything as the ball's coming in. I'm doing that with golf.
I think that's why I have a slice too, because I spent my entire childhood playing baseball.
Yeah. So, and when you play golf, you want to bring your arms down and then rotate everything.
Yeah.
So that because I'm rotating my hips and everything before the thing, so the club face is just cutting across the fucking ball instead of hitting it flat. And then it just goes it just goes in a circle almost like a boomerang. Cause I cut it so fucking hard.
Dude, I've been able to hit the ball like and make it turn like 90 degrees. Like,
yeah.
I was like, man, that's fucking sick. Anyway.
It's like, damn, if I was good at this, it'd be really, really fucking fun.
This would be really fun if I wasn't stupid. Yeah.
I'm going to be not stupid eventually.
I remember playing best ball with...
the fuck is that? Ball.
So best ball is when you're in a group of like four or however many people you have.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, I know.
Whoever hits the furthest, that's where everybody hits from next.
Different game.
No.
Ball.
Yeah. I gotcha. It's like whoever hits the furthest, that's where everybody hits next. On one par five, I hit the ball the furthest out of everybody, and we actually had a pro on our team, which was hilarious. So that was the one par five that I had the best fucking like shot of my life. And I don't know exactly what the distance that I hit it from was, but the next shot on the par five, the pro hit it from where I hit the ball. He hit it and it went into the hole.
Nice.
We made it in two on a par five.
And you probably did. What did he use, a driver or an iron?
I think he used a wood.
A wood. So you probably hit it maybe 200 yards down that fairway, and then he just took his fucking 3-wood and cranked it another 250.
Yeah. But it went straight in the hole. All four of us were just like, what the fuck just happened?
Whoa. Was he also,
he's like, did that shit go in?
No, like, I was the first one that saw it because I was looking at it and it was getting close to the fucking flag and it just disappeared. I'm like, I think that thing went in the fucking hole, dude.
What did he say when you found out it went in the hole?
At first he was like, no fucking way. And then we all went over there and we verified that it was in the hole.
That shot is so cool. Fucking unbelievable to do.
Yeah. When I hit the ball at the tee, the pro was like, what the what?
Because, like, you got to think about it.
He froze.
Hell yeah.
You're hitting a ball this fucking big.
Uh-huh.
Fuck's happened? So you're hitting a ball this big in essentially a hole. Is it fucking freezing for you guys?
It froze for a second.
Yeah, yes. It froze a whole bunch of times. Reaching out, okay, and then you were like,
you're hitting a ball this big in essentially a hole that's this big.
Yeah.
Right? And imagine, and you do that from 250 yards.
Yeah.
It's not like you're shooting it with a gun to make it go in the hole. You're swinging a fucking, that's so fucking, it's not a thing you can do regularly. It just fucking happens.
I filmed the aftermath on Snapchat. I can send you the Snapchats later. Like,
I want to see it.
Everybody's freaking out.
Yeah. How much time do we have left? We got to fill 10 minutes.
Do we have a topic?
We do not have a topic.
We've been chatting the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
All of our listeners think we're fucking AWOL right now. So what the fuck are you doing?
He's listening to golf.
Golf radio right here.
Golf.
Fucking ball in ear.
Ball in ear.
Ball in ear.
Ball in ear.
The audio listeners are having a great time with the end of this episode.
God, I can't drool like on command. I'm working on it though. Second, I figured out how to unfocus my eyes. Like you can look at the camera and then you can just
you just now figured that out.
1999.
I can't tell if I'm cross-eyed or unfocused. Am I cross-eyed right now?
Yes.
Okay, that's a little bit.
Your eyes weren't open enough for to really see it, but there it is. Yeah.
Is it cross-eyed or?
It's like this. So.
Okay, because I can unfocus by doing that by slightly bringing my eyes in.
Oh. My mustache is bad.
Did you see the fucking Elvis Presley video that I said?
Talk about the one where he's in the McDonald's.
What?
No.
It was the one where he was like. He literally went, "Lord have mercy," and then went ha to the microphone. Like,
I was thinking of the dude, but just that was dressed like Elvis in the McDonald's. Like, can I get a
where?
I got frogs.
Where is
It's like further back in our group chat. So I mean,
ball.
Who wants to guess how much money worth of rubber frogs this is?
$250.
Jesus Christ. $350. No. No. Holy fuck.
$550. Here it is.
Too many digits.
Wait, shut up.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
No, it's like $16.
Rest in peace, buddy.
I didn't realize fucking Elvis Presley's humor was ahead of his time like that.
Was it ahead of his time, or was humor always like that and they just didn't let it come to light?
It's a good question. I mean, do you guys know what hashing is?
I've heard.
I know what rehashing is.
No, it's not that. So
I've heard of hashing. I don't remember what it is, though.
So hashing is, I don't know if it's like specifically a military thing. I'm going to be speaking of this from like a place of extreme ignorance because I only heard my parents talk about it because they did it. So like hashing, I've heard, has been described as drinkers with a running problem.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a bunch of like special forces military people who do marathons, and every single stop that they do during this marathon, they drink alcohol as much as possible. So,
God, that's the most fucking American military thing I've ever heard. Yeah,
and that's the thing. Like, when you start hashing, you get a hash name. Like, it's a code name for your kind of thing. Apparently, my dad has a song named after his name.
Is it the hash slinging slasher?
No, his hash name was Two Dogs Fucking. So it's and apparently there's a song with that in it. So like I told that to one of my army buddies that I worked with at the first Mercedes dealership that I worked at, and he was just like, I told him, I was like, my dad was kind of infamous in the hashing space, and he was like, what was his hashing name? I said Two Dogs Fucking. He was like, there's a song named after him.
just puts his hand on your shoulder. Just like, there's a song named after your dad.
What? It's called? Okay.
Like, the kind of shit that they would get into during these hashing runs, I heard stories. So my dad, you know how he was a combat controller. Combat controllers jump into like combat situations and do that kind of shit. During a hashing run, he managed to somehow skydive into a stop butt-ass naked and...
Excuse me?
Huh?
Yeah, he's like...
Why was he naked?
I don't know why. Dude, these stories
were wild. Where was his pants?
It's military. There doesn't need to be a reason for why someone's naked.
This was also the late 80s, early 90s. So, like, the shit that's going on now doesn't really...
So it's acceptable.
Yeah, it was...
The wieners were out because it was 1986 or whatever.
They were just like, yo, look at that!
I have Blind telekinesis.
Cog. No, that's a fucking... It's hanging by a string.
The fuck is that?
This is a fucking hair tie.
Oh, said it was a cock ring.
It levitate.
I don't know what a cock ring looks like. I just see circle that is roughly the size of dick and balls.
I don't know why. I don't know what you guys said made me like think of hashing, but that's
if my dick was this big around, I would be a problem.
What do you mean you would be a problem?
I don't know.
He would be
what does that mean?
Registered sex offender.
No.
What?
No. I would probably do porn if my dick was that big around.
But how long is it if it's that big around? Is it that long as well?
It would be proportional.
The cheese wheel.
8 inches thick, 2 inches long.
Fucking dinner plate. Yeah. Like,
I got dinner plate dick.
Dinner saucer.
Hey girl, you want to come over? I got the dinner plate dick. You want to see what that's like?
You know, like BP-28. I'm curious what that looks
like. Like, is it just like, is it
a girl would know what a DP-28 light machine gun is.
Hey, it's 9/11.
Hey.
For you, it is.
Yeah.
It's midnight 11 for me.
It's 11 for me.
It's dark 11. But yeah, I wanted to tell that story because statistically there's one person that listens to us that just went no fucking way to like what I was saying. So
I got to see what that song is now.
You got to look up hashing songs. I don't know. I don't even know if they are on the internet. Like, I don't see
hashing songs.
Yeah.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Like, they took me on one of the more family-friendly hashing runs. They had to specify that this hashing run was a family-friendly one. And, I remember just my dad having me on his shoulders and we just going to all the different stops and stuff like that. So, because I was, like,
cool.
4 and this tall. So.
You were a bit of a wee lad.
Yes. I was playing T-ball, and my favorite baseball player was Randy Johnson, so by law, I had a mullet. That's how that worked.
Randy, what?
Can't find the song.
Yeah.
He's the guy that threw a pitch and it hit a bird.
Aw, poor bird.
Yeah.
The bird disintegrated, basically.
Yeah, I'm sure, because they throw those fucking balls at like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, hit that bird square on, and they just
everybody was like, oh, okay, no, that's not
good. Oh, fuck.
The batter's like, waiting.
Wow, and that bird.
He just cranks the bird into deep left field after it's been hit with a pitch.
It's not like
God damn it.
I think it would splatter, quite honestly.
Poor Burby.
Yeah. That bird's been dead a while.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, I thought about like people who died in like wars from a long time ago. You're like, man, they've been dead this whole ass time. Shit.
Yeah.
It's like, so you ever been to a cemetery and be like, damn, these motherfuckers really been dead, huh?
These dead asses are dead. These guys are dead.
They don't know about the internet.
They just in the ground. They don't know what two doors down is.
God damn it.
Three doors down.
Yes, god damn it.
They don't know what that two dogs, band is.
It's the two dogs fucking is still in the fucking hand right now.
Two fucking dogs.
Goddamn.
Like, if you
they
ever
stole
go,
my fucking sandwich.
If you ever go to a bar on the East Coast and you look at like all of the graffiti that's still there, if the bar's been there since like the 80s, and you see on the wall or on the bar somewhere, two dogs was here, that was my dad.
Hell yeah.
So
was it like two dogs or two dogs?
Probably the, I don't know if he actually wrote out the letter.
T-W-O.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was, oh my God.
Huh?
I was literally about to say you should ask him so we can find out.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, big dog.
I was like mid opening my mouth to say it. I was like, wait a minute. You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
So about those dogs, fuck it, no.
Yeah. It is cat ears.
I said it.
What does your shirt say?
Oh, it's a very cool. I almost ran over my foot with the chair. It's got an EF and an EK.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Police car
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Oh, before. Okay, so this will be the last thing we talk about. There's a, nice.
Did it anyway.
Okay, so this will be the last thing that we talk about this episode. There's a new game. They don't have a release date. Bleh. They don't have a release date yet.
are you talking about the fucking slice of life yes. car game or whatever you're talking about?
Kaido Genkai. So I don't know if you've heard about this yet, Sterling. It is a open world anime racing RPG.
Sounds cool. That sounds awesome. Yes.
It's based in a 90s fictional country town in Japan. And
country.
Yeah. So you basically like you, it's an RPG, but you're driving around with cars and it's like a 90s Japanese aesthetic and it's cel shaded.
It's kind of like Just Cause. Sounds like kawaii version of Just Cause.
Yeah, except you're driving cars instead of strapping like tiny little rocket motors to a cow's ass and making it fly.
I love Just Cause. I want to play Just Cause 3. I haven't played a video game in so fucking long, dude.
Dude, I just got back into Hot Dogs, Horseshoes, and Hand Grenades like 3 days ago, and I haven't stopped playing it. It's
fuck yeah.
It's been such a long time since I played a VR game. This summer break, I needed it because since 2023, I haven't had any time to play any video game.
Yeah.
It's just so been this podcast time. Because this is all I do now.
Now it's going to be the podcast and video game.
Yeah. The moment I can hire an editor and we can afford to pay them what they're worth, I will. But right now, we can't afford an editor, so I'm the one-man show with you guys. Anyway, that was this episode of Flag Time. this episode is not going to go out for a while.
Keep suffering, everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Do not seek help. Anyway.
No, I'm kidding.
If you want to see the video version of this episode, go subscribe to the Flag Time Patreon. We got 3 different tiers. You've heard the advertisements from a lot of times. That advertisement's funny. I don't know what the fuck you get. I don't give a shit what you guys think. That
we should do more.
Absolutely. But yeah, so I'll read the names now.
Patreon.com/flagtimepodcast is where you can see the video version of this episode. And we want to thank our premium members who still give us way too much money. 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Big Blue Caddy, Canute Joel 0319, Chrysler Connection, Dallas Keller, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Forced User, Fortech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, Horsepower Geek, JJ the Tech, JJ Knight 00, John Montague, Kyle Olson 25, Sports Cards of Sumas, Luna Cat Eye, Love Joe Bacon, MacDonald Borger, Masonite 500, Mississippi King, Moderately Cool Guy, Mojo Nixon Gaming F1, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Sassiest Spoon 696969, Savage Actual 556, Slayer Mate, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirworks, The Big Maple, Vubula, Yeller Jeep TJ, Elysium Darkness, and Meep But in Japanese. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show.
Okay, the names are done. And
bye.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, I hurt my elbow. Bye.